Hey everybody, my name is Josh.
My name's Adam.
My name's Danny.
And this is
That Time We Started an Anime Podcast.
Rock on. Okay.
Brilliant, guys. Brilliant.
What episode are we on, guys? Hey, I tried rolling.
No, 24. Episode 24.
24? Are we really?
Yep.
Awesome. All right, so
we are on episode 24.
With that, bye everybody. No, actually, we're just having a little bit of fun. We all kind of watched a really cool couple episodes of a anime that was brought up again by Danny, which is one of his ideas. And don't worry, Adam and I have ideas as well. We're going to start throwing him in there, but Danny's been having some really good ideas, so Record of Ragnarok. So, no, it's not Marvel. No, it's not, you know.
Talking about Thor? We were talking about Thor this episode. It's not the Marvel Thor?
I've never seen Thor. The only Marvel ones I've seen is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay, Josh, this is a subject we will tackle when we do a Marvel podcast. Right now, we are talking about anime, so I can't flame you too bad on this. But you've never seen Thor?
No. Sorry.
All right.
I will.
Back to the anime.
All right. So, now, you two have... Well, I take that back. Adam, you were shown, like, the second fight, which is later, and then
me Danny versus Zeus.
I just watched it, and I thought it was really good. At least the first few episodes, with the first fight, I kind of felt like it went a little quick, but then I realized, you know, just the way they kind of set it up. Because it kind of goes back a little bit to kind of see what's going on. But other than that, opening was great. I got to say, the whole Council of Ragnarok was actually pretty cool. Seeing all the gods and everything, so.
The whole opening, I think, is really what did it for me when I first ran across this anime. Like, I'm not going to lie, when I was when I found Record of Ragnarok, I was looking for anime. I was bored. I was in between Black Clover hiatus and, like, the slime season, so I'm sitting there, I'm, like, trying to find something, and that's when I was on Netflix, and I saw Record of Ragnarok being Netflix exclusive. I'm like, I will give it a shot. Second, you show me all the gods live in harmony, and they all vote together, whether they're Norse, Greek, Roman. Like, yeah, no, you got my attention. Let's see what happens. They want to destroy all of humanity. Okay, what's going to happen? Oh, humanity's going to fight back. Cool. Like, that's how my mind works half the time.
So, Adam, again, you saw the second fight, but what'd you think of the first few episodes? First fight is technically episode 1 through 4 and then like half of 5. So what did you think of it, Adam?
I honestly enjoyed the first fight between Thor and Logu. Mm-hmm. But my absolute favorite part of the whole entire thing, I mean, is the main Valkyrie when she opposed the Council of the Gods and suggests Ragnarok. They kind of laughed at her, and she just goaded them in the best way possible on, like, oh, I get it. You guys are a bunch of cowards. Oh, that is the one thing that you don't say to a god.
That's
or any of the gods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nilgat, that's supposed to be Zeus? Or am I tripping?
No, yeah, yes. the old god is Zeus.
Yes.
Okay.
So Zeus is effectively the almighty god. And he's in charge of the rest of the gods because he is allegedly the most powerful god. So that's why you'll see a lot of the gods will submit to him. They kind of go along with his antic.
Mm-hmm.
Even when all the gods were unanimous in destroying humanity, he's like, oh, Ragnarok seems like a fun idea. We're going to do that instead.
Yeah.
And Zeus is a interesting character. Like, I know we're only talking about the first fight, but as we get into the second and third fight, he gets more interesting.
Yeah, he does.
And I'm excited to see, because when this episode drops, if everything works out correctly, the next season of Ragnarok will be hitting Netflix. So the fourth fight, fifth fight, and sixth fight hopefully will all be taking place then. And I'm curious to see where the story goes.
Okay. Yeah, because I guess so far, you know, I'm kind of liking it. And I actually stopped just before the second fight in episode 5, so yeah, so I'm actually curious as to who this next fighter is. As far as Lobo, I mean, he's badass.
Oh, he is the strongest men of men.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's one thing I like about this, and you'll notice as you go into more fights, Josh, is mm-hmm. they kind of take like extreme. So Lubu was the strongest man. The next fight will have another extreme. The third fight has another extreme that they all take. So it's like you're never really dealing with like people who have like a whole bunch of attributes. It's always like there's this one thing they were really good at, and that was it.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I'm interested to seeing and covering more episodes. So, no, I got to go to the elephant of the room, Aphrodite.
Oh, what's the elephant in the room? I'm confused. What are you concerned about with Aphrodite?
No, it's just with anime they usually kind of go over the top, especially with like female characters sometimes.
Are you upset with the fan service? Is that what I'm hearing here?
No. It just, like, when I saw that, I'm like, well, I know it's M.A., but really?
Adam, what were your thoughts on Aphrodite?
Honestly, she's got to have the best lines in this entire show. And
oh, yeah.
Knowing what we know about Aphrodite in Greek mythology to what they totally, like, there's a line she has that's not in the fight that we watched this time, but in a future fight, she goes, oh, wait, I can't say that right now.
Yeah.
Line that is just the most perfect line ever. And it, once you hear it, yeah, that's something Aphrodite would totally say.
Another one of my favorite gods, we haven't seen his fight and we won't yet until the new season has dropped, is going to be Shiva. And that's the Buddhist guy with the four arms. One cool fact I like about Shiva is the voice actor is the same who does Joseph Joestar from JoJo's Bizarre Adventures.
Oh, wow.
And I picked it up when Shiva gets angry, because apparently a JoJo can only get angry one way.
We're talking Joseph as in New York Joe.
Yes,
Joe, right?
New York JoJo.
Okay, that's what. Okay,
the New York JoJo from England. But yes, that's the JoJo we're talking about.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, you mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, no, and then another thing too I wanted to bring up. I'm not sure if you guys noticed in your first watch, but it's something that I really appreciate. They're able to mix a bunch of animation style. Brunhilde, your main Valkyrie. She has a lot of those, like, Helsing Ultimate, Castlevania, like, the harsh lines, the very action poses. But then you also have, like, the 13th Valkyrie. I can't remember her name, but she's the youngest. She's the second one we deal with. She's, like, that soft animation, like, almost like that lolicon animation, where it's like, oh, we're going to have, like, super magical stuff going on. And then later on into the season, they do incorporate like different forms of CG and stuff. And one thing I like about the anime is they can do so much in different animation, but it still feels cohesive where a lot of other animes can't seem to make that work. Like where you get like a CG battle and it like sticks out and you're like, oh, that's the worst scene of the anime. You know what I'm saying?
In the crowd, I noticed in the crowd because it, you know, the feat of humanity, and you know, you look in the crowd and you see like the kind of clothes that they're wearing. So I'm wondering if, and this is also because I noticed something else as well. Like you have some people that are dressed in like, period clothing from like, different years, different generations. You have, I think, there's one. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's a gal that I think blonde, and she's wearing like a pink, almost like a business suit type. So, is it me, or am I actually seeing like different people from different from different times, you kind of.
So you'll notice, without spoiling it, you'll notice the crowd changes. So the first crowd, you most of the crowds, you'll notice like different time periods. This is supposed to take place 2 million years into humanity. Obviously, we've been around for a little over like 3,000, I think, scientifically. You're gonna notice a lot of different time periods. One of the key things you'll start noticing as you get further in is they start pulling people from certain time periods. So like with Lubu,
I actually noticed the
whole army brought over, and you had a bunch of the generals who would have been alive during Lubu's time period. When we get into the next fighter, they'll have a special lineup of people that get brought back with them, as well as more people in general history, and then so on and so forth. So it does seem like when they pull people, they're pulling people from a time period that would have known the mortal that's fighting.
Okay. Now I think it's either towards the end of episode 4 or just a little bit before the second fight in episode 5. They were looking at those files and they pulled like file 1, but as you're reading some of the subtext, did I just see Jack the Ripper?
Yes. And not to spoil, but seeing as how the new season is dropping, the fourth fight will be between Hercules on the side of the gods. And Jack the Ripper. By the time this episode drops on our podcast, that fight should be up on Netflix, and we should know the answer.
Okay.
My honest bet, I think Hercules is going to win. I'm sorry, I don't know how Jack the Ripper is going to beat Hercules.
I would go with Hercules on this one.
Like that's just my personal thought process on that one. But you never know. Jack the Ripper, he does have home field advantage, and that is something to note.
True. Now, Adam, we've actually learned a little bit of... well, I mean, obviously, we've all been to school and everything else. But we I was actually re-listening to an episode of Spirits, which is a podcast that Ab and I like to listen to, and they literally talk about Greek mythology and folklore and everything else, and they've had quite a few episodes on a lot of the gods that, you know, we'll be seeing, I'm sure, throughout the season. So, but I know they've talked about Aphrodite, they've talked about Zeus, obviously Hercules, and they've been doing some pretty good thing, pretty good episodes on those. So, not on the anime we're watching, but just in, you know, historical and folklore, you know. But they do a really good job on Greek mythology and stuff. So it's kind of cool to kind of see, you know, you learn about it, but then you see, you know, in anime form or in any form, especially with like Percy Jackson and all that stuff, you kind of see that. So,
well, I guess getting into the mythos, I want to know both of your guys' opinion. What is your thought process on the take on Thor? Because we all know who Thor in the mythos is.
Right.
Right.
So he's, like, the, he's the Norse god of thunder.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how did you guys feel this anime portrayed Thor?
Go ahead, Adam.
I think the anime portrayed Thor very well. There was one part that I thought was a little creepy, and that's when he smiled towards the end. But other than that, I think they portrayed Thor rather well in this anime.
Yeah, I have to agree. Wait, is it Chris Hemsworth? One of the Hemsworth brothers?
Yeah, Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah. Honestly, I think, you know, the anime depiction looked actually pretty cool. Almost, I wouldn't say Tron-like, but just the way that gold or the blue on his face and stuff like that, his arms. Now, the hammer, on the other hand,
that's what I was going to bring up was the hammer.
Cow. Huh?
That's what I was going to bring up was the hammer.
Yeah. I mean, holy cow. I mean, that. I mean, you think Thor is. The hammer is big. That thing is humongous.
And then the fact that it becomes alive?
Right? That I was not expecting at all.
And honestly, too, one of the things I loved about this anime, and you'll notice in future fights, is it's always a back and forth. You always think somebody has the upper hand, and then somebody else gets the upper hand for some reason. This Thor fight, I liked how it was because of the mythos was a lie. It was like what was commonly told, even among the gods, was he wears the gloves to protect himself from Mjolnir. And Zeus is like, well, that's actually wrong. He wears the gloves to protect Mjolnir from him.
Mm. But I like how he takes the glove off, drops it on the ground, it creates a little crater. I'm like, God damn it, that thing weighted or something? I'm like, damn.
Oh yeah, that reminded me of Dragon Ball Z. Whenever they take off their weighted clothing and it just creates the crater. Like, that's what that reminded me of. I'm sorry. But, you know, I personally enjoyed the interpretation of Thor, because Thor isn't just the Marvel interpretation. He is more than that.
Oh, yeah.
And this one showed that. And even going into that creepy smile that Adam brought up, I honestly believe in this version, the idea was Thor and Lubu both were the strongest of their, like, people. So for that smile to come from the both of them was them both realizing, hey, I found my equal. I can fight to my heart's content, and they can take it. And I think that's what that smile was Thor fully enjoying himself in the fight.
Yeah.
Whereas he's never felt that before.
I agree. And Lobo, I mean, like I said, you know, badass, but, you know, he had that help with that Valkyrie, his weapon, and his horse. That's one brave, badass horse, too.
Oh, yeah.
Comes in and gives him a hand, basically.
Well, you gotta give Zeus credit, too, where Hermes was bringing up isn't using the horse against the rules because it's a one-on-one battle. Yeah. And Zeus is like, don't ruin the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you gotta give it to him on that one. Like, no, this was a moment that was being made.
Yeah. And, you know, and I think sometimes, you know, rules are kind of meant to be broken depending on what it is. I mean, you know, something like that, you know, I would let that slide, but you know, you look at any other sport, you know, obviously it wouldn't, so. But when you're in combat, I mean, yeah, there's like rules of thumb as well, but sometimes all that goes out the window. I mean, if you look at, was it German and English or Russian and English? Anyways, with World War One, World War Two, there is actually, you know, two opposing, you know, sides. You know, it was Christmas, and they literally just, you know, for that one day, instead of fighting, they visited, intermingled, traded. The next day, they go back and fight, you know.
Yep.
And that's something you don't typically see in wartime or in a fight. I mean, maybe, but, you know.
Well, one other thing, too, to bring up is from the gods' perspective, do you really think they thought they were going to lose? Like, they're gods. They've never lost. So true. I do think part of it was let's let them have whatever they can because we're still going to win.
True. Yeah.
And they did. Mm-hmm. Like in the end of it, Lubu did lose.
Yeah. And, you know, I have to say, though, depending on, you know, I think that if Lubu's ankle or his leg had not broken, obviously the fight would have gone on a little bit longer, but I think maybe Lobo would have won, but, you know, already.
Well, I think part of that comes in with realizing the type of fighter they were. Mm-hmm. Lubu and Thor weren't ones to think about evasion. They were head-on fighter.
Yeah.
So it's, I'm not sure if you've ever played the Dark Souls series, but there's a big difference between somebody who's going to put on a bunch of heavy armor, take a heavy shield, and just sit there and let the enemy hit them versus somebody who's going to wear no armor, have a light weapon, and roll around so they're not getting hit. And that's kind of like how I viewed that fight is Lubu and Thor were both the type to sit there, take the brunt of the force, and whoever gave out first was the loser.
Yeah.
And that's what that ended up happening is when they both took blows, Lubu, instead of trying to dodge the blow, full on is like, I'm going to take this. And he did, but his body couldn't.
Yeah. And, you know, when the fight actually first started, I like how they kind of, in a way, stare each other down a little bit. And then eventually they start, you know, fighting. And if I'm not mistaken, too, you know, in the commentary, what is that?
What is what?
Adam's distracting me. Again, folks, we're kind of remote right now. Adam's at work again. I'm at home. Danny's at home. If you hear anything in the background, that's Danny's brother. But it's fine. We're a podcast. Nobody's perfect.
Exactly. Is Adam with us? I haven't heard him in a minute.
I think he's kind of sitting back and enjoying and playing with the cow. what I was trying to say was you know, when Thor made some of his moves, like where he literally like it looked like he after the two clash he, you know, leans back all the way with the hammer, like he lost his balance. But it was actually part of one of his moves, and people were like, oh, I haven't seen that move, and blah, 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 blah. I think Lobu also had a couple moves that, you know, the people he knows haven't seen, and were at least one person knew that he was working on, but never actually seen it. I also like where Thor like throws his hammer. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, and Lobo just dodges it. It right after it says, Adam. right after it says, you know, like, Thor's, like, he's never missed, or at least he's missed 1 out of 100 or something like that. And then you see Lobo dodging it by doing, like, this Matrix deal, you know, well, not Matrix, but just bends back, and, you know, the hammer just goes rolling over, and you see smoke coming off his chest from all that.
That was a
cool move, yeah.
I'll keep in mind, too, that hammer definitely killed a bunch of civilians in the stands.
Yeah, it did. Adam, are you okay there? You can chime in anytime, bro.
Oh, no, I'm good, guys.
So, Adam, so we can get you back on here. What part of the fight did you like or didn't like?
I didn't like it when Lobu died.
Yeah, no, I agree.
But the move that the exposition or the backstory that it, like they showed with Lobu perfecting his ultimate technique and went through so many halberds just to perfect it. And then at the very end, it was like, oh, it was like the sky splitter. Like, and he grabbed it at the very like end of the halberd just to swing it. Mm-hmm. He destroyed so many of them. But he finally perfected it. Then when he used it on Thor, like just the force of the blocking of Thor, like he, one of his arms was completely blown off, the other one was slightly damaged, and like he used his teeth and just ripped the other arm off. That was pretty cool.
That was, as sad as that was pretty cool. Now I do have a question. In the audience, one of the gods, who's the one that has the two talking crows in that barrel? And then
that's Odin.
Oh, that was Odin?
Odin.
Oh, that.
Yes.
Dumbass. I should have known that. Okay. Yeah, the birds were pretty funny, I gotta say. The little banter back and forth.
Yeah, no, I do enjoy the birds. Mm-hmm. I do wish Odin talked a little bit more, but I kind of get it. Yeah. But when he does talk, it is important.
It is.
I like Zeus.
Zeus is great. I love Zeus. He's a little chaotic, but I feel like we need that.
Yeah, and his eyes are pretty interesting, too. Like, it's all black, and then every now and then you'll see his pupils.
No, yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm. And you would think that, you know, Zeus being all, I mean, old as he is, you would think he'd be all strong and, you know, powerful and all built tough, you know, like you would probably see in, like, say, Percy Jackson or,
Just wait.
Oh, I'm sure. And, you know who Zeus reminds me of?
Who?
Or at least, you know, I wouldn't say personality wise, but just the way he's drawn reminds me of someone from Dragon Ball.
Who?
Why am I forgetting his name? Metro Yoshi?
Roshi.
I don't really see Master Roshi out of it. I guess I kind of can.
A little bit. Just because when I saw him, like, he looks a little bit like Master Roshi. But I could be wrong, but it's just when I first saw it, that kind of, in the little file system, did I see Madonna? I could have sworn I saw in one of the files, it looked like Madonna. Or not Madonna, Marilyn Monroe.
It could have. I don't believe it's Marilyn Monroe. I know Nikola Tesla shows up later.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think they would bring her in, but it's just in the little file thing that they were searching for. I swear I saw the little shadow of like Marilyn Monroe.
It may have been.
I'll have to go back and watch it again because some of the portraits. I'd be surprised. I would be surprised if there's an Alfred Hitchcock.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like I think they're going to pull in my prediction, and you guys again probably already confirmed it, but it's not really going to spoil much to me because I don't know who they're going to pick. Now Adam has is that a bunny?
It is a bunny, yes.
I actually can't wait to see who else. This is supposed to be a G-rated, not X-rated.
They were fighting.
Oh, but boy.
You got Thor, and you got Lobu.
I can't as far as I know, I know it was quick, but in the episode, it should have had the fight lineup for all the gods and all the mortals.
Oh, yes.
It's basically like a real quick, you have to kind of pause the episode to read them. But I do know like some of the gods we're going to see will be like Buddha. We'll see Shiva. Mortals, obviously Jack the Ripper. There's Nikola a sumo Tesla. Wrestler, Nikola Tesla. So they did announce all the fights, but we still don't know who's fighting who 100%, unless you follow the manga.
And what kind of threw me off was just how fast, from when they were at the council to, the very first fight. And it's like during the fight, they get the rest of the lineup. Or like, they get the rest of the lineup, but I'm like, wait, did we miss something here? Like, did they choose? So
they already chose their lineup and they submitted their lineups to the other people. And that's what that was we're in the first fight, but this is what everyone else chose. That doesn't mean they know who's fighting when.
True. Okay. That makes more sense now. But overall, I enjoy it. I mean, I think a lot of the anime that you and Adam have been getting me to watch, I've been enjoying them so far.
I'm glad you've been enjoying it. I definitely have a lot of like action and isekai anime. Kind of my genre.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the big fights, obviously Record of Ragnarok is almost all about the fights minus flashbacks. But this is a lot of the stuff I really do enjoy watching. It's like seeing the cool fights, watch people power up, seeing who can overcome who.
Yeah.
I mean, one of my YouTube channels on YouTube is going to be Death Battle for that same reason. I like seeing like, all right, who could beat who in a fight.
Mm-hmm. I think I've maybe seen something like that. I don't know if it's the same channel that you're thinking of or that I'm thinking of, but I've seen a couple of those where they'll put like an anime character against Batman or something, or
yep,
yeah, something like that. That's always kind of interesting to watch sometimes.
So. Yeah, I enjoy stuff like that. Like one of the more recent ones they did was Black Clover versus My Hero, Deku. It was Deku versus Asta. Yeah. And personally,
I saw that one.
I'm a fan of Black Clover. I don't think that death battle was 100% accurate for what they were saying. But I get where they were coming from, if that makes sense.
Yeah. You 100%. You know what I miss? Celebrity Deathmatch.
Oh, I remember those.
Oh, my God, dude. Now, picture that. If, you know, MTV would... I thought they were supposed to bring it back, too. And they did, I missed it. But that would be really cool if that was, like, an anime form where, like, you put... like literally a show, kind of like Celebrity Deathmatch, but for anime, right? Like, I know, like, you know, there is some channels that are like that, but I'm just saying, like, an actual anime of, like a parody with seasons and stuff like that. That would be awesome. Because you could see, like, oh, how about, let's see, how about Evangelion, Eva 1 versus, oh, hell, Helsing. I don't know. But that would be pretty interesting to definitely watch.
No, I agree. I think stuff like that would be real cool.
So, but I don't know. You know, I mean, it Adam, are you okay over there, sir? I
feel like we've lost Adam.
Yeah.
I'm good.
So, I think we're at that time where, you know, is there anything, Adam, that you look forward to watching and recording coming up soon? Anything that you're looking forward to?
Just Matic is like.
Anybody?
Let's see. Stuff that I'm looking forward to. Obviously, I'm going to be watching Record of Ragnarok Season 2 as soon as it drops for us. I know Ruby is allegedly coming out in February, but I haven't heard too much about that. A little concerned.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about what I'm looking forward to right now. I really have to look to see what's going to be happening in the fall and spring lineups. I haven't really taken too much look into it yet. But I know Attack on Titan Season 4 is coming out later this year, so I'll be watching that. But I think that's going to be late this year.
I thought they were already done.
So let me clarify. Season 4, Part 3.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, they've been extending it far past the time they should have, in my opinion. But you know what? As long as they do it well, I'll be happy.
And I got a lot of catching up to do. So we can record that episode at some point.
I'll be excited.
So.
And then I know we're planning on doing Cowboy Bebop here in a little bit.
Yes.
How many episodes are we going to be doing? Because I've been watching it on Netflix.
So if I'm not mistaken, I think there's 26 episodes altogether. So we could probably just cover, I don't know, a couple episodes or so.
All right, that works. Because like I said, I've been watching that a little bit on Netflix in my spare time. I know we're planning on doing an episode here in the near future, probably in like a month or so.
Yeah.
So you guys can look forward to that dropping.
Yep, and then I will say this. I would like to cover the live-action version, but, you know, it doesn't have to be, like, right away. I know how a lot of people feel about it. So with that, definitely you guys out there, we know you're there. We see it. And we really would like feedback, any feedback, whether through the email, whether through Facebook, Messenger. We really would have loved the feedback so that we could try to improve. You know, I think Danny and Adam has really stepped up to kind of, you know, get me into a certain way of thinking as far as, you know, planning stuff out. So, yeah, feedback. We really would love feedback.
Honestly, just let us know what you want us to cover.
Mm-hmm.
That way there we can make sure that it gets into our schedule.
Yeah.
As long as we have your input, we can put it into our thoughts mm-hmm. as we're planning future episodes. And what our plan is to eventually be able to do a fan episode and then each of us have an episode moving forward.
Yeah.
But we can only do that once we get the fan input.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an email right now that we can do that to, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. It's all one word. We started an anime podcast at gmail.com. And
once again, that's all one word. We started an anime podcast at gmail.com.
Yes.
If there are any animes or anything you'd like us to cover or any potential topics, feel free to shoot us an email. One of us is definitely going to be looking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the three of us have the access. So, and you know, again, we may have a possible sponsor. And if you out there, you know, would like to sponsor us, that'd be awesome. You know, again, once we can get our Patreon up and running, we'll definitely let you guys know. Yeah, we just really, Adam, you got anything to add?
No, don't.
So I think we kind of covered our bases. So, anyways, guys, Adam, take us away, bud.
From Arizona, Johnny.
Later.
Ciao.
This podcast was created by Joshua Keck and Adam Hart. Produced and edited by Joshua Keck. Music by Ari Epstein. Artwork by Kayla McClure. You can find us on Facebook at That Time We Started an Anime Podcast. On Patreon at patreon.com That Time We Started an Anime Podcast. And on Buzzsprout at thattimewestartedananimepodcast.buzzsprout.com.